1077 The Island, your station for real music variety on the air and also online at 1077theisland.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Do you sing Christmas carols with your husband?
I don't sing them with him, but I sing them around him.
Does he have earplugs?
No, but he does not always hear what I'm saying, so I would say selective hearing.
It's just about, I mean, it's starting to feel a little festive out there, but part of that is because the weather is changing, the leaves are disappearing, it's getting colder, and there's a Toys for Tots box in our lobby.
Yes, yes, Toys for Tots has begun.
It's beginning to...
Yes.
So. The box is empty. I know we just got it,
yes.
But it's empty.
Yes.
And I was thinking, I'm a little hesitant because I was so successful with the wall of food.
You know, those three words, when you say it, really strike fear in me. Would I it? Was thinking.
I could tell because I smelled smoke. No, you know, you helped my goal of making a 9-foot wall of food happen, and now I'm thinking, can we do that with toys?
Absolutely, we can do that with toys, and I honestly think it's going to be a lot easier to stack
maybe
boxes of games and trucks and books and things like that are going to be a lot easier to stack.
If you could drop off a new unwrapped toy, when I say unwrapped, I mean don't wrap it in Christmas present, but don't take it out of its original packaging. But if you could drop off a toy, it doesn't matter how expensive or little, for a boy or a girl that might not otherwise get a gift.
Yeah.
If we can do that, drop it off here, corner of West Capitol Avenue and Deers. You know the drill. Just like the wall of food, I'm going to build a wall of toys. Put it right in front of our banner. The 1077 The Island logo sits up about 9 feet high. Let's cover that. Let's reach that.
Yes. And that just began yesterday. Collection officially kicked off yesterday, and there's a lot of businesses and offices around town that are participating as well. A few that are partnering with us are Matt Jergena for American Family Insurance, and his agency is located downtown. Baumgars here in Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and St. Paul, they are participating also, which is very convenient because you can go down their toy aisle and pick out a couple of toys, pay for them, and then just drop them off right there. And then Trailview Dental on Stolly Park Road is also a participant in this, and along with us, of course.
Fantastic. Let's make this happen.
Yes.
I'm going to go shopping today. We're taking new unwrapped toys, also books and games. Don't forget about that, too. And all these toys raised will stay in the four counties, right?
Right. They serve the Hall, Hamilton, Howard, and Merritt County areas. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. And then our sister stores for Baumgars down in Hastings and Kearney, those will actually go to their local agencies. So it's supporting them and their agencies as well.
As always, asking you to help us help. Much appreciated. Laura, thanks for putting this together or helping put this together.
Yeah, you bet. I got philanthropy in my heart, and I just think this is a very important project that comes along every year. And gosh, who doesn't want to put a smile on a kid's face?
Right. It's and we had been talking earlier on this subject. If you've got a kid that otherwise is going to get no toy, a boy would love a Matchbox car. Costs a dollar. A little girl would love a Barbie doll. I don't know what those cost, but I'm talking, these don't have to be big, expensive items. Think of...
No, they can be coloring books and colors and,
sure,
and all kinds of, you know, Legos and toys like that that inspire their imagination to work with. So, yeah, lots of options.
This thought off the top of my head, for a toy drive such as this, does candy work? We used to get candy on Christmas.
Yeah, I would stay away from that. I would stay away from anything that's food related. I would stick with just the toys and things that can last throughout the year for them.
And the like, stay away from the foods. That makes sense. And then also, I'm thinking maybe stay away from like knife sharpening kits, things of that nature.
Yeah. What was that BB gun that little guy in Christmas Story wanted? Stay away from that one. Too.
You'll put your eye out.
That's right.
I remember Letterman had a top 10 list of toys that just didn't do well for Christmas, and one was Hasbro's slippery steps.
Well, they wouldn't do well for me.
That sounds fun. All right, drop off your toy for our toy drive. Let's build that wall. Laura, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nonstop music next. I'm going to kick it off. Remember Run DMC hooked up with Aerosmith?
No. When did that happen?
Oh, so you missed this.
I missed that.
It was in the 1980s or early 90s.
I know why. I was raising kids. I was in a blur.
It was his from Run DMC. His name is Joseph Reverend Ron Simmons. So Run DMC, that dude turned 60 today. I'm going to start your 9 o'clock hour with the mashup. It was bound to happen. Steven Tyler was practically rapping the words to Walk This Way anyway. So listen to this version. We'll do that next on 107.7 The Island.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.